Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Sapiens International Corporation fourth quarter and full year 2016 results conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. A brief question and answer session will follow the formal presentation. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded February 28th, 2017. It is now my pleasure to introduce your host, Mrs. Yaffa Cohen-Ifrah, Sapiens CMO and Head of Corporate Communications. Thank you, Mrs. Cohen. You may now begin.
Thank you, and good day, everyone. Our quarterly earnings release was issued before the market opened this morning, and it has been posted on the company's website at www.sapiens.com. Representing the company on the call today are Roni Al-Dor, President and CEO, and Roni Giladi, our CFO. Before we start, I would like to remind everyone that this conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements, and the safe harbor provision in the press release issued today also apply to the content of this call. Sapiens expressly disclaim any obligation to update or revise any of these forward-looking statements, whether because of future events, new information, a change in its view or expectations, or otherwise. Also, during the course of today's call, we will refer to certain non-GAAP financial measures. A reconciliation schedule showing GAAP versus non-GAAP results have been provided in our press release issued before the market opened this morning. A replay of this call will be available after the call on our investor relations section of the company's website or via the website link, which appeared in the earnings release that we published today. I will turn the call over now to Roni Al-Dor, President and CEO of Sapiens. Roni?
Thank you, Yaffa, and good morning, everyone. Many of you joined our conference call 2 weeks ago, during which we discussed our acquisition of StoneRiver. So thank you for joining the call today as well. Sapiens delivered another solid quarter with double-digit revenue growth and a strong performance across all of our offerings and across all of our territories, driven by increased demand of our products and services. I'm very pleased with our continued geographic expansion, our organic growth, and the opportunity we see to accelerate our business with the current M&A activities. During this call, we will provide business update and discuss our fourth quarter financial results and our outlook for 2017. Today, we are reporting quarterly revenue of $57.1 million, up 70.3% over the fourth quarter of 2015. Our full year revenue totaled is $216.2 million, up 20.6% compared to $179.3 million in 2015. As in previous quarter, the demand of our product and services remains strong, and we continue to improve our position in the market by expanding our businesses with existing customers and by winning deals with new customers. During the fourth quarter, we record a number of new wins to further expand our revenue base and enhance our competitive position. Generali Netherlands select Sapiens for its life portfolios. Generali is part of the Generali Group, one of the largest European insurance provider, and we were selected to administrate a large portion of its life portfolios. Our implementation, which include consolidation many of Generali Netherlands life book system onto Sapiens solution in order to release significant operations reserve by lowering its IT costs and improving operational efficiency. In P&C, LB Group choose our IDIT P&C suite as its new policy administration solution. For LB Group, a member-owned insurance company based in Denmark, Sapiens IDIT Insurance Suite was selected by LB Group new core insurance system for its general line of businesses. This is a multi-million euro engagement, and it cover the launch of 26 products over the next 2 years and the implementation of 4 LB Group brands. Key to our selection was our strategic relationship between Sapiens and LB Group, who previously select Sapiens Reinsurance to manage its reinsurance program and help the company comply with European regulations. To support our Nordic expansion, a leading area for insurance and technology innovation, and as part of our effort to better service the Nordic customer and expand our footprint in the market, we established a new head office in Copenhagen and recruited an experienced regional director. We believe that insurance in the region are currently limited by their legacy system, and they are considering how to best prepare for the future. We see a significant opportunity for Sapiens to grow in this market by expanding its relation with existing regional clients like LB Group and by attracting new ones. We continue to maintain an intense R&D program to improve our product offerings and to further enhance our investment in technology platform. This quarter, we launched a consumer and agent portal for life and P&C insurers. Sapiens portal is pre-integrated with the Sapiens ALICE and Sapiens IDIT software suite and will provide our client a fully digital experience. Later in the quarter, we release an upgrade Sapiens Decision version 6.2. The enhancement 6.2 version feature advanced compliance traceability and improved user experience and accelerate policy change capabilities. And it was designed to reduce the cost of implementation and changing regulations and policy in support of accelerated application development. Our investment in technology over the past few years have led the development of advanced and innovation products, helping us to expand our businesses with both new and existing customers. This investment in technology have led to market recognition, and we were recognized by outside professionals for our industry-leading offering. In December, Sapiens was named as a top 10 core system solution provider of 2016 by a panel of expert professional technology leaders assembled by Insurance CIO Outlook. Sapiens was cited for its commitment to constantly improving and advancing to meet the true business and technology needs for the insurance and financial services industry. To deliver on this commitment, we will continue to make ongoing R&D investment and improve our core product and maintain leadership position in the market, especially in the areas of digitalization and customer experience. We are also pursuing demand in new areas such as mobile access, self-service, IoT device, and wearable technology with this investment. Today, over 200 customers worldwide are using Sapiens solution. We worked and continue to work closely with these customers to help them maintain their system and maximize efficiency. We support them with the introduction of new capabilities or expanding for their businesses. During 2016, more than 16 customers have gone live to move into production, which means our solution is being used as their core operational system. Go live is a major event for both Sapiens and customer. It is a major demonstration of our ability to deliver and of our customers' ability to adapt and roll out a new technology across the organization. I would like to ramp up my prepared remarks with some comments on our most recent M&A transaction, our largest acquisition to date, which we announced earlier this month. As you know, on February 15, we announced the acquisition of Stone River. The Stone River acquisition significantly expands Sapiens' presence in North America insurance industry by increasing our U.S. customer base with an additional 200 customers, expanding our local insurance expert presence with the team of 500 professionals, and improve our insurance practice and professional services capabilities and offerings. It will also accelerate our footprint in the U.S. P&C space, a strategic priority for us. Stone River solution complements Sapiens' existing offering and will allow us to accelerate the growth in the U.S. and globally in both P&C and life and annuity markets. To conclude my remarks, I would like to summarize the key highlights. We posted yet another strong quarter highlighted by double-digit revenue growth and double-digit operation margin. We won new customers and extend our businesses with existing customers across all of our products in all lines and territories. We are confident that we will continue our expansion and growth in 2017. I would like now to turn the call over to Sapiens CFO, Roni Giladi, to discuss our financial results and outlook for 2017.
Thank you, Roni, and good morning, everyone. Revenue in the fourth quarter was up 17.3% from the fourth quarter of 2015, with revenue growth across all regions. Our gross margin was 41.8%, down from 44.2% in the fourth quarter of last year. Our investment in R&D and SG&A grew by plan during the fourth quarter. R&D expenses in the fourth quarter of 2016 totaled $6.2 million, compared to $4.4 million in the same quarter of last year. SG&A expenses totaled $10.2 million, compared to $9.8 million in the fourth quarter of last year. The increase in R&D was the result of our investment in the group capabilities for the Sapiens Alis, and the investment in the development of Sapiens Portal and our digital suite. Our operating income totaled $7.5 million, 13.1% of operating margin, compared to $7.4 million or 15.1% operating margin in the fourth quarter of 2015. The reduction in operating margin is mainly due to higher investment in R&D and the impact of the currency exchange rate. On a constant exchange rate, our operating margin will be approximately 15%. Our adjusted EBITDA this quarter totaled $8.3 million, reflecting 14.5% of total revenue for the quarter. Tax expenses this quarter were $1.5 million, representing an effective non-GAAP tax rate of about 20.5%. Net income for the quarter was $6 million, or $0.12 per diluted share, compared to $6.3 million or $0.13 per diluted share in the fourth quarter of last year. Although our operating profit this quarter was slightly higher than last year, our EPS was lower by $0.01 due to financial expenses in Q4 of 2016, compared to financial income in Q4 of 2015, and the currency impact. Eliminating the currency impact this quarter, our EPS this quarter will be higher by $0.02 and will total approximately $0.14. Turning now to the full year results for the 12 months ended December 2016. 2016 revenue totaled $216.2 million, up 20.6% compared to $179.3 million in the prior year. Our revenue exceeded our guidance range of $211 million-$215 million, or annual growth of 18%-20%. This increase was despite the devaluation of most currency versus the USA dollar that happened in the second half of 2016. If we eliminate the currency impact, our growth rate this year was 23.1%. R&D investment this year totaled $22 million, an increase of $5.8 million, or increase of 35.4% compared to last year. SG&A expenses increased by $4.5 million, or 12.5% compared to last year. The increase in R&D and SG&A was to support our current and future revenue growth by enhancing our product and increasing our sales team. After our investments, total non-GAAP operating profit in the full year was $29.6 million, compared to $26.5 million in 2015, an increase of 11.6%. Our operating margin was 13.7%, compared to 14.8% in 2015. Our operating margin was in the mid-range of our guidance of 13.5%-14%. Again, if we eliminate the currency impact, our operating margin this year will be around 15%. Our fully diluted earnings per share total $0.49, up 8.9% compared to $0.45 in 2015. Let's move to balance sheet. As of December 31st, 2016, we had cash and cash equivalents and security investments of $96.4 million. This amount is post the partial payment for the acquisition of Maximum Processing and the cash dividend of about $10 million during the year. We currently have no debt, but we do expect to fund portion of the Stone River acquisition with new bank debt. Moving to Stone River, we are all very excited about this acquisition. Upon closing, Stone River will become fully owned by Sapiens. As I mentioned on our last call, Stone River 2016 non-GAAP revenue were approximately $80 million on a full year basis. The company revenue are mix of growing, stable, and declining product sales. We assume that some of Stone River revenue post the transaction will not continue with us in 2017. Stone River is currently profitable, but below Sapiens' profitability range. I would like to turn now to our guidance for 2017. Our annual guidance for 2017 includes Stone River results on a pro rata basis. In addition, this year, we took strategic decision to de-emphasize our non-insurance and financial services revenue that are not in our focus territories and with low margin. Revenue. Sapiens' guidance for 2017 revenue is between $270 million-$280 million, representing annual revenue growth of 25%-30%. Our revenue guidance reflect the following three parameters: the acquisition of Stone River on a pro rata basis, and taking into effect that some of Stone River revenue will not continue in 2017. Two, a decision to de-emphasize certain elements of our non-insurance and financial services business, which will result in reduction of revenue in 2017. And third, currency devaluation. Eliminating the impact of the currency devaluation and the reduction of non-insurance revenue and financial services will result on organic growth, excluding Stone River, at the range of 12%-17%. Moving to operating margin. We expect full year 2017 operating margin approximately at 13%. Our operating margin guidance is affected by two entities. First, Sapiens. On a standalone basis, Sapiens' profitability is approximately 14%, and in a constant currency basis, Sapiens' profitability will increase to the level of 16%. Second, Stone River profitability for 2017 is at the level of 8%. To summarize, on a consolidated annual basis, we expect our profitability to reach 13%. Please note that the Brexit impact only part of 2016 and will have a full year effect in 2017. In addition, the Israeli shekel strengthened versus the dollar in the last few months, which negatively impact us as half of Sapiens' cost in Israeli shekels. Second, Stone River profitability is lower than Sapiens' profitability. As we mentioned, we expect that Stone River contribution to our profit will start from Q3 onwards, after the reorganization expenses related to the merger that we expect to have in Q2. I would like to indicate that following the Stone River acquisition, we expect our tax rate to be in the level of 25%. In addition, as we finance the transaction from our internal sources and some bank debt, we'll have financial expenses rather than financial income in 2017. As a summary, I would like to mention the following. Post-acquisition, our insurance revenue will account for approximately 90% of our total revenue, an increase from 80% in 2016. We will significantly enhance our North America presence, which would represent 50% of Sapiens' total revenue in 2017 versus 34% in 2016. Sapiens' organic growth on a standalone basis and on constant currency basis is between 12%-17% in 2017. At this point, I would like to turn the call back to Roni Al-Dor for closing comments. Roni?
Thank you, Roni. Our fourth quarter marked by a strong financial performance based on our business model that generates revenue from diverse and complementary suite of solutions across geographic and product sets. I am pleased with our continued geographic expansion, our organic growth, and opportunity we see to accelerate our businesses with M&A activity, particularly with the close of StoneRiver. We are confident that we will continue to deliver strong performance in 2017. I would now like to turn the call over to the operator for Q&A. Operator, please poll for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Please ask your question in a loud and clear voice. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from Bhavan Suri of William Blair. Please go ahead.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for taking my questions, and nice job on the quarter. As we look at the acquisition here, obviously, that's a big part of sort of the 2017 and 2018 strategy. Just a little bit more color on what you think the synergies there could lead to. So operating margins of 8% today, but post-synergy, what margin do you think that business could have?
Hi, Bhavan. This is Roni G. StoneRiver acquisition is a strategic acquisition to Sapiens. We mentioned all the positive impact on penetration to the state and significant customer base that will allow us to grow in the future. We are in the business on the insurance, and obviously, impact takes time. We are in long sales cycle, and obviously, we'd like to integrate this in a very conservative mode. So I assume that we'll see impact only in the second half of 2018. On a consolidated basis, we mentioned this year about 13%, but we have a plan to reach 15% on the second half of 2018.
Got it. Got it. If you look at StoneRiver's business model, you said it's sort of very similar to Sapiens, lots of services with customers. Obviously, with your acquisitions in Poland and India, you've moved some of the services offshore, which has helped margin. How much of StoneRiver's services piece is offshore? Is that an opportunity for margin expansion within that business?
Yes. StoneRiver today has some offshore capabilities, less than Sapiens. We are already in discussion how to can integrate this with Sapiens offshore. Again, obviously, this will take time, but they are slightly below Sapiens. We are today at 20%, slightly below, and they are about half of us.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Maybe one for Roni Al-Dor here. You've entered the P&C market through a couple of acquisitions now in the U.S., some are lower tiers. But as you think about the next, not even the next year, but the next 12, 24, 36 months, do you think that there's an integration between IDIT and the StoneRiver products to start targeting tier one P&C carriers in the U.S.? Or do you think IDIT is not going to come to the U.S., and you're just going to take the StoneRiver products and enhance those to target tier one P&C carriers? How should we think about that technology offering and then the opportunity over, say, 24, 36 months?
Yes, hi, Bhavan. So we made a strategic decision not to penetrate with IDIT to the U.S. market, and the main two reasons is one, we believe it will cost us a lot and will take us many, many years. And we decide to short the time to penetrate to the U.S. So that's one. So in terms of U.S., we would like to invest in our Stingray product for the lower tier and niche area, and this looks very promising right now. And we believe that the Stream, that is a new product but built of many, many years' experience and already in production, we can see that together with our knowledge and our marketing and sales, we can grow in the U.S. market. In terms of synergy, everything around digital and analytics and a few things on the underlying technology, we definitely see synergies. So we plan to use the same portal and analytics that we are building, by the way, not just for the P&C, for all of our product suites, fully integrated with the StoneRiver product.
Got it. Got it. And then one last one for me, if I might. Here for maybe both of you. You know, if I look at the growth rates you've given us on an organic basis, obviously currency excluded, and then I tie that to StoneRiver's $80 million run rate, it feels like, you know, there's a small gap there. You know, just trying to understand how conservative you guys are being, or what the revenue decline in some of the lines at StoneRiver that you're divesting or not investing in or just letting sort of churn away looks like. How should we think of the puts and takes between the 12%-16% organic growth, and then you add StoneRiver to that, which should be sort of, say, as you said, $80 million run rate stable. It feels like there's a little bit of gap. Help me work through that, please.
Hi, Bhavan. This is Roni G. I would like to explain this. So I would like to split the answer into two, StoneRiver and Sapiens, and I would like to start with Sapiens. In the call, we mentioned that Sapiens took a strategic decision to de-emphasize the non-insurance or financial services in territories that are not core territories for Sapiens. Core territories for Sapiens, for example, are the States, Europe, and Israel. The level of revenue that we are talking about is very close to around $20 million. The reason that we are doing this, again, it's not the core business of Sapiens, and profitability in that area is low. So if we take our revenue, 2016, excluding this revenue, and let's take, for example, 13%, not 15%, 13% organic growth, plus the devaluation of all currencies against the dollar that around make us lose about $10 million, adding StoneRiver on a pro rata basis, we'll get the level revenue of, we indicate, $270 million-$280 million. On the StoneRiver part, as we mentioned, although 2016 was $80 million, we are only consolidating this in pro rata, and some of the revenue of StoneRiver will not continue with us to 2017. The reason for that, we have some duplication of revenue, some revenue that are related to the same product that obviously will impact 2017 revenue. So combining the two, Sapiens strategic decision, the currency, and StoneRiver, this is the revenue level that we achieved.
Thanks, Roni. It's really helpful. Thanks for taking my questions, guys.
The next question.
Thank you.
The next question is from Tavy Rosner of Barclays. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, everyone. Thanks for taking my questions. Mostly on the guidance, if I may. I mean, you talked a lot about the different assumptions. Could we start with what you mentioned about de-emphasizing on certain activities? How does that work? Are you planning on selling or divesting some of these businesses? I'm just thinking about how the decision fits into that. And then you said that those activities were structurally less profitable. So assuming that you no longer emphasize on them, what's the impact to operating margin net without those?
Hi, Tavy. This is Roni G. So just to clarify, Sapiens focus today on the insurance and financial services, and when I'm saying financial services, I mean decision. So this is will remain our core focus. When I'm saying is not on the insurance or financial services, we also mention not in the core territories, which means all the revenue in USA, Israel, and Europe will remain the focus of Sapiens. So taking the revenue, which is outside of what I just categorized, we analyze the profitability of 2016, will reach without including the currency effect about 15%. The reason for that, we are doing projects with a very low margin that, yes, grow our revenue, but do not contribute to the bottom line. Together with Stone River, that allows us to grow, we took this decision together. And what we are doing, we are continue the activities there, but with much less effort on getting new projects on this product line. This is the reason for the revenue drop. So we are not going to close, we are just going to reduce the effort of revenue over there.
Okay, that's helpful. And do you have a sense, I mean, looking again at the revenue guidance, when you bake all the assumptions together, lots of moving parts there, but you get a sense of how much of the revenues from Stone River will remain over time? Is that perhaps something like in the range of half of what they were last year? Do you have a way to quantify that?
Yes. So I think we mentioned in the previous call 2 weeks ago that historically Stone River revenue were declining. This year, 2016, sorry, they closed at $80 million with some products which are growing, some stable, some in decline mode. We are analysis, we still took a reduction in revenue. We see this, we see the customer that will not continue. We see the duplication on revenue on product. So on the maximum side, let's say up to 10%, this is the maximum. But this year will be a stabilization year for us. We are putting a lot of effort on our sales and marketing, our infrastructure in the state, and we believe we can turn this around in 2018 going forward. We need to understand that the sales cycle in this business is long and it's taking time. So we'll see the fruit in 2018.
Okay, that's helpful. And looking beyond 2017, you know, after you've integrated Stone River, so you see yourself as continuing to grow at the same organic growth rate, 12 to 17% beyond 2017?
I will not say 17%. We all the time said 15. We are not giving prior guidance for next year, but with the effort of Sapiens, I would say the same level of Sapiens.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you, Ronnie.
The next question is from Avishai Cantor of Cohen. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thank you so much for taking my question. So my first question is going back to the guidance. So you're talking about 12 to 17% organic growth in constant currency. What needs to happen in order for us to reach the higher range, the higher end of that range?
Hi, Avishai. This is Ronnie G. You know, in the business, there are a lot of ups and downs. We are having right now significant opportunity in front of us in terms of pipeline. I'm talking about Sapiens right now. Historically, not all of them happen, but some of them are very close and with very high probability. So you can imagine that management is totally focused on these deals in order to close this, but we'd like to give the range. And I assume that let's take the mid-range. I think a lot of impact was with currencies. If I'm taking the pound, the Brexit would happen only second half of 2016. This year will be a full year impact on Sapiens, also the euro right now. So just imagine that very slightly changing currency and we'll see additional drop, but we are not building on that.
Okay, my next question, it seems like you're implicated there's some overlapping clients between you guys and Stone River. Can you give us a sense how many clients overlap?
Not a lot, very few, but I say to be, you know, conservative, very conservative approach, I would say up to 10% of revenue duplicate of clients and product line and customer that will not continue.
Thank you so much.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Al-Dor to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call is scheduled to begin in 2 hours. In the U.S., please call 1-888-326-9310. In Israel, please call 03-925-5904. And internationally, please call 972-3-925-5904. Mr. Al-Dor, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Thank you, operator, and thank you to all the participants for joining us today. Have a good day.
Thank you. This concludes the Sapiens International Corporation fourth quarter 2016 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.